Hello, I am Earl Boyle. You can often find me over at the Somerset Public Library, where I volunteer in the History Room weekly. I have spent a good many years documenting and living history. I'm happy to share what I've learned both from books and firsthand experience. Let's start off where you're standing right now, on the northwest corner of Main and Hud Street. Scott and Lisa Harris acquired Pizza Planet in December of 2007. Since then, they have been serving up some of the best pizza and ice cream in town. Long before, though, records indicate that this was the site of Grant and Sons Cheese Factory. In June 1887, Edward Grant and Sons Edward and Henry began operation of the first cheese factory in St. Croix County. Here's a little family history for you. Edward Grant was among some of the first early French-Canadian settlers in this area prior to 1860. Perhaps, though, the name Edouard LeGranger may sound more familiar to some. While some family members transitioned to using Grant's surname to better fit in with the English speakers in the area, the LeGranger name still was present in the area, which is how we got a LeGranger red and white store, as well as a Grant and Son cheese factory around the same time. There was another business that really put Somerset on the map, the Palms Restaurant, located to the west of where you are currently standing, about a half a block up and around the corner. It was built back in 1917 and eventually was sold to business partners Gus Bile, Ben Brew, and Fred LeGranger. But things really took off in 1938 when Gus Bile and his wife Pearl took over management. In fact, during just the first 3 days of the grand opening, they served over 3,000 people. So, what was the big draw? Frog legs and turtle meat. That's right, the Palms became famous for it. The very first plate of frog legs was served to a local man named Edward Parnell, and from there the word spread quickly. The restaurant became so well known throughout the Midwest that Somerset was often referred to as the frog leg capital of the world. In 1941, the Bile family built a frog farm and sheds along the Apple River to the east of Somerset to keep up with the man at their restaurants. Gus had as many as 30 tons of frogs at one time in his shed. Gus would also buy frogs from residents, and many young boys would sell buckets full of frogs that they caught along the Apple River in the marshy areas and nearby ponds. The Bile family at times could prepare up to 10,800 frogs in a day for their restaurants. The Palms remained a beloved fixture in the community for many years until Gus Bile eventually sold his shares of the business back to Ben Brew and Fred LeGranger. Managing passed down to Ben's brother, Marcel Brew, and at that point the restaurant was renamed Marcel Steakhouse until it burned down in January of 1959, marking the end of an era, but certainly not the end of the stories. Formerly located northwest of where the Village Park is today, another notable restaurant brought many people into Somerset was the Terrace, first opened as a dance hall in 1930. A walkathon even took place there in 1933 that lasted 3 months. Walkathons were a perfect form of entertainment during the Great Depression that tested people's endurance. Those competing would walk continuously for only limited periods and for a chance at substantial monetary prize. Spectators from the nearby Twin Cities came in droves to watch competitors shuffle and stagger around the dance hall. We've only scratched the surface of many businesses that have shaped Somerset over the years, from bars to cafes, campgrounds to general stores. Each one left its mark on the community. I encourage you to walk through the town, talk to the longtime residents, and browse old photos and see what echoes from the past you can still find. The stories are out there, just waiting to be discovered.